And now, time for seafood news.
You're listening to the Seafood News Podcast, brought to you by Urner Barry's Executive Conference. Join the UB team live from the Plaza Tower at the Venetian Resort on April 14th to the 16th for the must-attend conference for the protein industry. Engage with key industry figures, gain priceless economic and market insights, and participate in unmissable networking opportunities in the greatest place on earth, Las Vegas. Visit events.urnerberry.com to learn more. I'm Seafood News Senior Editor Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Urner Barry Senior Seafood Market Reporter Lauren Castiglione. And let me just say, wowee, what a week. I can't believe Seafood Expo North America is over. I can't believe my voice is back now that we're back home.
Yeah, I think if anybody listened to our podcast from the show floor, you'll know where Lauren lost it for a bit. But we'll get into that because there was a cure at some point.
There was.
But seriously, I feel like the event took forever to get here. And then in a blink of an eye, it was over. But it was a fantastic event. We loved meeting some of our listeners, getting some feedback on the podcast. Yes, we are working on the audio. But my favorite part besides the networking was the
samples.
Yes. Oh my God, the samples. Lauren, we're not supposed to play favorites, but was there any samples?
But we always do.
We always do. Were there any samples that stood out to you?
Yes. Okay. Top three in no particular order. The Kraken Stash IPA Beer Battered Pollock Fillets by Trident.
Oh my God. So the hot honey on top.
The hot honey.
Oh my God. I don't know why I haven't been doing that with like all my fish. I have a hot honey in the house, but I never thought to put it on that. It was fantastic.
I think they're only available for food service. I am like, I need this in Costco. I need a huge bag of them that I can throw in my air fryer.
Yeah,
let's go try it.
Yeah, just the perfect crisp, the perfect flaky white fish inside. Fantastic.
Number two, super creative Lox in a Box by Acme. Yes. Smoked Fish. Oh my gosh, so cute. It's like an elevated little Lunchable for the seafood snacker.
I did not think of that. That is 100% it.
Yeah. It's so good, but I do have a comment there. Mm-hmm. They have the little cracker. They need to make it an everything bagel cracker.
Ooh, yes.
They gave you the cream cheese. They gave you the delicious smoked salmon. Mm-hmm. It was so good and so fun.
Yeah, they have two flavors. So Lauren and I aren't, we don't do well with avocado. We'll just leave it there. But they do have an avocado one, and the same thing with the cream cheese one. They use Philadelphia cream cheese. It's so easy to put together. They give you everything, the salmon, the cream cheese or avocado, the crackers.
It's a cute little box. It'll fit in your purse.
Everything you need for a quick, easy, healthy lunch or snack.
And then the last one, which almost cured my sore throat, was the miso black cod.
Alaskan Leader. Alaskan Leader. It was fantastic. It was buttery. It was just like melt in your mouth.
It was incredible. They had like the skin on one side, but it was super, you know, super soft and just delicious. And yeah, melt in your mouth. And, you know, you're getting all the good nutrients from the skin, but it's not, you know, anything.
No, that is like a proper, normal preparation for black cod. And it was fantastic. And so it's all pre-marinated and that is available in retail. You can find it at Costco, BJ's. It's definitely something that you could keep in your freezer as an easy staple. You whip it out. It's like you're serving, you whip out that black cod. You are serving a high quality restaurant meal. It tasted like something I could have ordered at a restaurant. And exactly. I can't believe that's something I could easily prepare at home.
Anything that makes us look better than we are is a win in my book.
Yep. As young, hardworking mothers, we always go for convenience.
Yep.
And all three of those products. I mean, obviously Kraken Stash from Trident that needs to get into the retail section, but all of them super convenient items. Ready, like, you know, I love that the Lox in a Box was able to take on the go because I feel like I'm always running in every which direction. And then that black cod with the miso from Alaskan Leader. I'm going actually to the store today to put it in my freezer because I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. It was so buttery and good. But besides the samples, I mean, like I said, we were able to network with some really great people. And we had, like we said, the podcast from the show floor. So Alaskan Leader was on the show floor with us. And then we also was on the show floor with Gap. And then we also have another podcast that we haven't released yet, live from the UK Pavilion. Lauren, you fortunately got your voice back for most of that.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but that was really great just learning because we focus so much on what's going on in the US. So it was really great hearing from the UK team about their efforts to promote seafood and what the big, you know, species are over there that they're trying to export to the US.
Yeah, and we were in the consulate. So we were like, you know, in arm's reach of royalty, basically.
Basically. They did. I went to the UK consulate's house for a cocktail party, and they do have a picture of a Prince William and a Princess Kate up. So that was fun to see. But yeah, besides that, I can't believe Boston is over. I mean, we're going to have to get ready for Barcelona soon enough, although, you know, Lauren's not going. But Lauren and I are still together. I think a couple people saw us on the show floor separate. And there was like a little confusion.
And not wearing matching colorful suits.
Yeah. I said, I'm like, oh, Lauren and I separated, but like not in a, we like separated on the show floor.
In, yeah.
We're still married in the office. And but one other thing I want to say too is shout out to BBRSDA. I got to go to the booth. I went there without you, Lauren.
Dare you.
Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. The work that they're doing with their fishermen is just really fantastic. So I met with Peter Wigman from E&E at that booth, but I was also able to meet with Megan Luck and her father, Matt Luck, and they had a sockeye salmon jerky. And Lauren, one of our colleagues actually went and got a bag, so you were able to try it. I've tried many, many jerkies, but this sockeye salmon one was fantastic. And I've never had one with wild salmon. And it just blew me away. And it had 31 grams of protein.
And it's so funny because everybody's in like the jerky space now. And so at our booth, everybody brought back a sample from a different company. And so we had a full on taste testing. We had everybody trying. I had my favorites. Other people had their favorites. It's just so good.
Yeah. But what I loved about BBRSDA is that this jerky I'm talking about is Fable.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. That one was my fave.
It was really good, but it's not even on the market yet. But what I just, like I said, loved about BBRSDA, they have their fishermen from Bristol Bay at the show floor. You're meeting people that actually fish, and then they're helping promote these fish. Like these, you know, Megan and Matt Luck, they have a really great product out there. This is something that they've been working on. It's not on the market, but BBRSDA gave them the opportunity to go to the show floor to gain some more insight onto, you know, what they could do to get their product out there. So I just love how they're supporting, you know, their fishermen and those part of the organization. So I just wanted to give a shout out to them. I think that's enough gushing about Boston. We do have to get onto the news. So yeah, Lauren, take it away.
Last week, it was confirmed that Silver Bay Seafoods is in the final stages of acquiring Trident Seafoods' Ketchikan processing facility.
So Trident announced late last year that it planned on selling 4 shore-based processing plants in Alaska: Kodiak, Ketchikan, Petersburg, and False Pass. The seafood giant gave an update last week that it was close to finalizing sales of the plants in Petersburg, Ketchikan, and False Pass. But now the company has confirmed that the Ketchikan plant will be sold to Silver Bay Seafoods. So Silver Bay Seafoods president and CEO Cora Campbell commented that the company is excited to add Trident's facility to the Silver Bay family and appreciates Trident's focus on finding the best solution for the community, employees, and fleet. Campbell concluded that we look forward to operating the Ketchikan facility along with our Southeast facilities in Sitka and Craig for the 2024 salmon season.
The Ketchikan plant, which is dedicated entirely to processing salmon, is located about 100 miles north of the Canadian border in the southeast panhandle of Alaska. The company noted that in addition to canned and frozen salmon, the plant also packs and ships fresh salmon in season for direct distribution. Silver Bay Seafood's purchase of the plant comes a little more than a year after the fisherman-owned processor purchased Seattle-based Orca Bay Foods. The sale of Trident's plant is expected to be finalized next month, and Trident said that they are also entering final stages for its other Alaska shoreside plants. Jeff Wellborn, Senior Vice President of Alaska Operations, stated that we know this is an unsettling time, but the company has not been standing still. We're moving as quickly as possible to minimize the impacts on the fleet, our employees, and the communities.
Trident also named a second buyer, this time E.C. Phillips & Son, for the sale of their Petersburg facility. E.C. Phillips & Son currently operates year-round out of Ketchikan and Craig, Alaska, and Trident's sale of their Petersburg facilities to E.C. Phillips & Son is expected to close in April. So we will be sure to keep you updated as details on the sales of the other facilities are released. And in other news, the 2024 Lenten season is almost over, but Bob Evans Farmhouse Kitchen is already calling it a success. The restaurant chain has revealed that their limited time cod entree, which was launched in partnership with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, has already tripled sales from last year.
The limited time menu offering for Lent is a fish fry platter, which features three pieces of wild caught Alaska cod fillets in a light and flaky pub style batter. In addition to the fish fillets, the platter also comes with two thick-cut onion rings, dill tartar sauce, a lemon wedge, and freshly baked bread. Sandwich lovers also have the option to enjoy the Alaska cod fillets in Bob Evans' new fish fry sandwich, which comes on a brioche bun with a side of crispy French fries. Other returning seafood dishes for Lent include a fried shrimp dinner and lemon pepper sole fillets.
So Bob Holtkamp, the president and CMO of Bob Evans Farmhouse Kitchen, said in a statement that the Alaska cod dishes have quickly become a fan favorite. Overall, our fish entree sales have surged by an impressive 230%, said Holtkamp. And this surge in popularity has solidified Bob Evans as the go-to destination for guests looking to elevate their Friday fish fry events.
The announcement from President Biden banning imports of seafood from Russia during the Lenten season just 2 years ago resulted in new obstacles to circumvent and a shift in demand within the cod markets. Since the ban in March 2022, which has grown to include Russian groundfish processed in China, more focus has been put on Pacific cod. In December of 2023, the National Marine Fisheries Service revised the total allowable catch for the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands for the Pacific cod fishery. NMFS increased the 2024 Bering Sea Pacific cod tack from 123,295 metric tons up to 147,753 metric tons, while slightly lowering the 2024 Aleutian Islands Pacific cod tack from 8,425 metric tons down to 8,080 metric tons. With the Lenten season providing steady demand on the groundfish species, coupled with legislation adding a fair share of market pressure, the undertone is reportedly full steady with pricing strengthening during this time of heightened demand.
Well, that does it for us this week. Don't forget to keep an eye out for a special podcast recorded from the UK Pavilion at Seafood Expo North America.
Bye-bye.